Hi, I'm Slade Mankins. I'm the cafe manager at Canopy Cafe, which is at the Pittsburgh Botanic Gardens. Working at the cafe at the Pittsburgh Botanic Garden does give the idea of more attention to freshness and having certainly vegetarian and vegan options and more plant-based things that kind of tie into the idea of what a botanic garden does. We have some planters right outside of the cafe where we grow some herbs. We do utilize those quite often, parsley, rosemary, thyme, lavender. We actually grow a few other interesting ones that have been fun to grow, but I never got around to using, say like epazote, a Mexican herb, but I just never really found how to use it. I spoke to horticulture, they'd ask like, what kind of herbs would you like in these planters? And the basic ones, which are easier to use, it's certainly easy to use parsley and mint and such. And I love those herbs and the ones that are more common, but some of the more uncommon herbs, they planted some out there. And there are a few herbs that I would like to find a place for, whether it be in the standard menu in the cafe or special event menu or something. Tarragon, we have not grown and I have not used, but it's in the back of my mind. I need to do something with tarragon because I do love that herb quite a bit. It is very aromatic. It's anise-like, but sort of mild. It has sort of 1-inch long, thin leaves. At the cafe, for the menu that we have there, and also for a lot of caterings and special events and stuff, very often we utilize fresh thyme, fresh parsley, and seasonally fresh basil. Tends to find its way on the menu somehow. Strawberry basil vinaigrette for a salad during summer. I would also say that we use dried herbs more frequently than fresh herbs, especially dried oregano and dried thyme. Those find their way in several of the dressings, lots of soups that we prepare. I love a lot of different herbs, and it can be difficult to pick the favorite, but I suppose my just gut feeling would be to say rosemary. And I just love the way rosemary smells, and definitely like the way it tastes in certain dishes, but at the same time, I know it's not as easy to use as some like parsley or basil, say. Those can lend themselves to a lot more dishes. Not that rosemary is limited, but it is strong, and the strong flavor of it, I think, you have to be more careful with. There are some ways to prepare herbs that people don't think about much, and perhaps sometimes it's because they're more known of to be like restaurant preparations. One that comes to mind, a certain preparation for basil would be making basil oil, and that would mean that you would take fresh basil and you would blanch it really quick and then shock it in an ice bath and then dry it out and then blend it up in a high-speed blender with olive oil to make a very bright green oil and can be used to then garnish dishes and such. I'm very fond of making green sauces and salsa verdes, chimichurri style things, and that's where like those common herbs of parsley and cilantro come in very handy to make a bright herbal dressing or sauce that can go with many, many things. If you're tuning into this and have a desire to experiment more with herbs, I would suggest, and what I do is look at cookbooks. But not only that, like when I'm designing menus for myself or for the cafe, a lot of times I will look at other restaurants, whether they're in Pittsburgh or in other cities, and see what they're doing and what seems to be the trends, and read the menu and be like, oh, what's this? And then look it up and then find out why they're using it and how it's used and such. And as you go out and dine somewhere and you come across something new, then take the time to look it up and read about it and figure out what that is, and maybe you can use it yourself. To visit the Canopy Cafe, we are located at the Pittsburgh Botanic Garden in Oakdale, right outside of Pittsburgh proper, 799 Pinkerton Run Road. The cafe is open Tuesday through Sundays. Admission is not required to enter the cafe. I mean, please do visit the gardens as well, but you are not required to. You can come into the Welcome Center and have lunch. We serve coffee and pastries, and it's a very lovely place to visit. It's also a great place to work. To learn more about the Pittsburgh Botanic Garden, visit pittsburghbotanicgarden.org.